So all that is required to come to liberation is to be still. So then why this talk here? And I remember something that Gemma said a few years ago in a talk. I don't know if it was a quote or if it was from herself. There is nothing you can do, and you have to act as if you don't know that. So I have to ask Gemma if I remember right. If you remember. And it looks like a contradiction, but it is not. It looks in our mind as if it is a contradiction, but it is not. So as more and more we drop into the heart, we can see that there are contradictions and they are absolutely perfectly right in order. They go together. It looks for the mind absolutely impossible, in the heart works out perfectly well. And because of that, it's easy to become kind of confused on the spiritual path and different teachers saying different things. Some teachers saying, do nothing. Some teachers say, you must do the most amount of effort you can imagine to come to liberation. So the intention of this talk is to bring a little bit of light into that process. Into that process of coming from living in the mind to living from the heart, as the heart, in the heart. Very often we hear this wonderful text who describing how it is to live from the heart. And we feel like, ah, yeah, wow, inspiring, I want that. But how to get there? And then people say, there is no way. There is no way to get there. But also we can do something, but that doing must come from a very specific place that in the beginning may not be really clear to us. So how to find that balance of doing and non-doing? And that's already like the pointer. You have to find that inside yourself. It's a balance between doing and non-doing. It's like, yeah, like I really don't know how I could describe it better. But just by becoming, like by walking on the path, there is like a feeling coming to what that means. So it feels a little bit like a walk on the rope, so not to fall to one side of doing nothing or to the other side of doing so much. We are just becoming more stressed out with all our practices, or falling into not doing anything and kind of becoming stuck into not doing anything, just spacing out in a nice place. As long as we are in meditation, everything is fine because the mind doesn't bother us. And as soon as we come out of meditation, life continues exactly the same way like before. So I want to speak a little bit about what we can do without making it something that's kind of stressing us. Something that we judge us on, oh, am I doing this right or good enough? And to bring like a little bit of understanding in this process and I just see that people sometimes feel helpless in this, because it's like a walking with blind eyes. We don't know the next step, but the step happens and suddenly there is ground. Where it looked like there is no ground, there is ground. Some people also describe it like walking in the air. And there can come some disorientation by just not knowing. We just want to bring a little bit of knowledge on what is happening in this, like, not knowing where to go or which teacher to listen to or which teaching to listen to. And then finding sometimes even the same teacher saying completely the opposite of what they said before. And the mind goes like, what? But interestingly, they go together. And while we start or go on walking, we will be able to see this ourselves when we look back through what we were kind of going through. So I didn't really know how to call this talk. During preparing, I could be like a recipe for liberation, so a cooking recipe, for example. But because Ramana also says, all that is required to realize the self is to be still. Could also be called a lot of noise about nothing. So I want to give a few kind of inputs, which I want to ask you to take not too serious. It's more like a kind of letting it be there in this space that's offered in this meditation retreat. And being with it is like an open space, an open heart. Without trying to figure out by mind. It's more like a resting with it and seeing what comes from there. Sometimes there could also be some pain and we just rest with it and we see, like, look into that. But with a very kind of gentle, unjudgmental way with us. Do you have like a little bit of a feeling of what I'm talking about? Yeah. So one thing that could help is to really look into what is it that's important for me in life? What is important for me in my life? What is my ambition? And it's very important to not put it as something in the future that I want to reach in the future, but what is it here, right now, in my life? And am I living that what is meaningful to me? And that could also change, and it will change while walking in this space that feels like no ground. So what is it that I feel is important for myself? What is it that's true, that's real for me? And do I live what I know is true for me in my heart? So we can see there is like a difference between the concepts and the ideas of what we have or which are put on us. I know my parents wanted me to get married, to have a safe job and to build a house. And then I saw, that's not what I want. And I knew they like money, so I tried to become rich. But finally I found, no, it's not what I want, and I'm not living what I want. So just as an example. Funny, when I came with the Porsche, they weren't happy at all. What is funny, I tried to become rich to please my parents, to be loved. And when I arrived, when I came into their, like the house, it's a very like normal family house. And when I drived into the courtyard with my new Porsche, they didn't appreciate. So I was running after something I thought would please them, and in the end didn't. Yeah. Not important. I just found it very interesting inside after all that effort. So what is it that's really important for me? And am I living what is true for me? And to hold that in a wide space, yeah? Not pushing myself, I have to. There are difficulties and I don't know anybody who's fully already able to live that truth. But that what it is about on the spiritual path, to become real. To become fully you. And not to live an idea of who you are or how your life should be. And when I say this, then this is an invitation for you to find out if that's true. So I don't want to tell you. So just to clarify what is really important for me in my life and am I living that, could be something that's helpful. And then it's quite interesting to look, where am I not doing this and why? Where do I hold back myself? Where am I not really fully myself? Where do I compromise and why? And to let that all happen in this quiet, silent space. Not stressing yourself with trying to figure out a new truth and making a new, very spiritual concept. Really like feeling inside. And you will see the answer is already there. You just have to be open and to listen. Quietly listen, and then it's there like an ah, of course. Yes, I know that. It's very clear. And if I'm not sure, I can ask myself, is it just another idea? A is this ideal that I think I want to be just another concept, another idea, or is it mine? And very important not to judge yourself. If you find these places where you are not doing it, they're just stepping stones to be seen on the path. So any problem, any difficulty can be turned into a stepping stone to liberation, towards becoming really you, towards living what you really want to live for. To have your life a creative expression of yourself. And another thing that can be helpful is to stay with this inquiry. Or for example, to stay is what is helpful for you on the path. Because there may come difficulties and we would love to run away from it. Because we don't want to see really deeply into the bullshit we are doing all the time. Because we want to be good, we want to be perfect, we want to be loved, we want to be great. And then we gather people around us who think we are great. And it's stuff which is underneath, still kind of there. So here to be really, really sincere and truthful with yourself. What do I really want? Do I want to live a nice picture of myself, or do I want to be real? So I feel this is like a great trap on the path, just putting another kind of personality on top of the old one, which is now a spiritual one. And it's not about that. It's about knowing who you are in the heart and going for that. And just see how that feels. Yeah? How does it feel when I'm real, and how does it feel when I'm not real with myself, when I'm not truthful to myself and to others? And immediately we can feel the difference. So then it can become very fast, very clear what's really important for us. Comes like a quote of the Dalai Lama. It's very long. But it also just says, never stop, whatever happens, just go on. Never stop on the path, just go on. Whatever difficulty comes, just go on. And whatever beauty comes, don't grasp to the beauty, just go on. Am I speaking loud enough? You can hear me? So it's about staying with what you have realized, staying with what you know is true for you, not to fall back and go for the old conditioned ideas. So when you have once seen what is true for you, going with it and supporting yourself also in your life, for example by doing retreat, by being surrounded of people who also like to be real, by changing eventually life situations that are not supportive and where you find that you are not living what you want to live. And then also to look, where do I fall back? And where I'm not going with what is true for me and why? And is it true what my mind tells me? Why I cannot go for what is true for me? So then slowly, slowly we start to see the blocks more and more which are in the way. And we can kind of loosen them up, make them more soft. So life comes slowly more and more into the flow, into the direction where we really want to go. And there is also not one thing. What is true for you can be very different to what is true for somebody else in the way they want to live their life. So if I talk like that, I get the feeling of, oh my God, so much inquiry. Oh. So just to remind you to do that in a very open, soft space. And if you don't feel like doing anything, just rest and relax. Like really. Life will show you when it's time to inquire into something, because it will be really painful, I can tell you. When it's not flowing, it's really painful. And then just remember maybe some of the things I've said. Because in this stillness, automatically things may arise which are not cleared in your life. And they ask for, look at me. They want to be held softly. And to just warmly welcome them to be there, not to see them as something that's interrupting my meditation. Oh, it was so great. Now this shit comes up. When I just want to have a quiet mind and relax and be good. So sometimes it really needs to have a good look into it, and some things may just want to be held. Emotions that have been suppressed, maybe. And you don't need to look for them. They're just coming. And to be open. Open for them to be held by you. So for me, one difficulty was, oh my God, if I go for what is true, all my life falls apart. So I cannot do that. And then, for example, to ask, is it true? Will my life fall apart? And I saw my life did fall apart. But it was really wonderful that it fell apart, because it was not the life I wanted to live. And I don't like porn. So where are these doubts and fears, the criticism? Basically, I said it a little bit wrong. So these doubts and fears and this criticism are expressions of that blocks. And just to see them and become conscious of them. They have to tell us something. And then if we listen, they are a stepping stone further. They don't look like, I know, they look like a block, but they are stepping stones. So we can step on that block. And again, to be really loving with you in that. Not to judge yourself for not being perfect. And the interesting thing is, if we are fighting these blocks, we reinforce them. By pushing them away, we give them energy so they become stronger. So there is another way of dealing with them. And by what I say here, I hope you can all get a little bit a feeling of what I'm pointing to. It's about warmly being okay with them. I think it was from John de Ruyter, it sticked in my mind. Warmly be okay with them. And to be loving with yourself. And the love is so important in this whole process. Without the love, it will not work out. The love is really like the oil for a machine. Without the oil, the whole machine just stops. So if you're too hard with you on this process, you want to reach somewhere too fast, that means there isn't enough love that you have for yourself. You're not soft enough with yourself. And it's not gonna work out. Just hurts. And it will hurt more and more and more and more until you are willing to have a real, honest, truthful look on what's really going on. And then it will become a stepping stone. And then there is another thing which is really important, and also here I've made mistakes, as we all do, and the mistakes then are also stepping stones, so you really don't need to be perfect. Just be you, the way you are, imperfect, and that's totally perfect. So what is important is to keep a sense for what is true for you. And what is very important here is to keep your authority with yourself. And not to give it away to any teacher or any guru. Ah, they are so great, what they are saying, I'm following. It sounds so good. No, make what they say your own. Don't believe me. Even that, don't believe me anything. Find out for yourself. So keep this authority with you, no matter how much you love your teacher. And I'm saying it so loud because I just made a mistake. So stay in contact with that, what's true for you. With this kind of quiet sense inside. Very often people say this is the silent, the quiet voice, and the mind is the noisy voice. But on this process I felt also that is shifting. Suddenly the voice of the heart is so loud. It's very clear what is the voice of the heart and what is the one that comes from all my old ideas, beliefs, conditioning, people have told me. So in the silence we come in contact with that. We start to be able to feel this voice. So in the beginning it's kind of like a vague, very, very silent, other voice. Because it's so quiet, you may think it's not important, but it's the important one. It's the true one, the real one, the voice of the heart. Your authority. So in the beginning we often don't know, and then it's really good sometimes to have reflected it back by talking to a teacher or talking to a good friend about it or doing some inquiry. Is it true? Is it really what I want? Listening inside. Some people describe it as intuition, and intuition can sometimes be very strong. Just from the belly we know. We just know. So it can be silent, quiet in the back. It can be, I just know. It's clear in my belly, totally clear. And just stay true to this in your life. And let this be your authority. Before anybody else's. And to see, when do I give this authority away and why? often because there is this feeling of I don't know. So can also be very comfortable, so I don't need to figure out. I don't need to be responsible for what I'm doing. So why? So never give blindly away what is true for you because you think somebody else knows better. So sometimes it can be really difficult to distinguish between these two voices. So it's good to talk to somebody we trust, to get reflected back what comes out of our mouths, and very often the other person sees immediately and sends it back to us and it hits our heart. Ah, yeah, of course. Yeah? Or the other person says something and it's like, no. Doesn't taste good. So it's not about believing the other person, it's about trying to listen. No, it's not about trying to listen, it's about listening to what arises from inside of you. It's often to just look, what is the fear? Why I'm not following what I know is true for me. And if what I'm doing is serving what is true for me. So another side, for example, is very often we have this idea of following old concepts and we are not allowed to express ourselves fully. We have to follow all this kind of structures built up by society, how our life should be lived. And is that true for us? And somehow I want to point out also a little bit this other side, which is like, there is this, oh, I don't know, so I give my power away to somebody else, so they know. And then there is the other side, which is like a kind of a stubbornness, aggressiveness, which is kind of, I know, I go for that. And what I'm talking about is something much more soft inside, which comes from the heart. I wonder if something else came to me to describe it a little better. Yeah.
Can I ask something?
Yeah, yeah.
The way you talk about this is to me a little bit as if there are no other people around, so you only ask yourself. I experienced this year that this path I was taking really was stretching the connection I have with my family a lot.
Yeah.
And what happened in when I decided I want to study Dhamma in India, there was one month that I was completely in chaos and just questioning myself all the time. Do I really, is it that important to me? Yes, it is. But also questioning how that would be for my family, as there are some big things happening in the family now, and I knew I would not be there then. And finally, after 1 month only, I decided to talk with them, and it was so helpful to also just not give my authority to them, but just hear how it was for them, if it would be painful, if it would be okay. And sometimes I miss this a little bit, or it's also a concern or a worry that, like, the more I dive into this path, sometimes it feels the more I go away from family and friends, and I know there is some space, but also I don't want to end up forgetting them or ignoring. So I'm just wondering how you feel about this, because you keep saying ask yourself or reflect with someone, but not.
Yeah, like part of asking yourself. In that case, was to ask also your family as part of yourself.
Yeah.
So there was this softness I'm pointing out. Yeah. So what's interesting, what I perceive in what you're saying is that this going for the spiritual path was something that became very important and very helpful. And then what could happen is that suddenly this is so important for us that we harden in that as a new thing. So that's exactly what I mean, to be very, very soft with that. And it doesn't mean you cannot listen to others anymore, not at all. It opens us to listen. It opens us to listen to everybody, and this is going to reflect then what is true for us. And that's exactly what you described, what happened then. That you came through that to what is true for you now. Which has changed, which had changed from maybe the year before. Does it make sense?
Yeah.
And it's very often that things which were very, very helpful to listen to on the spiritual path suddenly become an obstacle and need to be left behind, and something new is going to come from there. And then just to listen inside is going to be helpful. And this listening to inside is exactly how you describe it. Is then also listening to outside, to what is in my life, what is going on in my life, and reflecting me back what is my true voice inside then. So I can find through the reflection back again to this silent, soft voice and move according. So you did it. So you did it well, you know, So very, very important this aspect of softness with yourself and with the others. And then also there was so much love in this listening to your family. It shows how important the love is in this whole unfolding. So somehow I feel what I'm saying here is not something that you have to do. It is more something that may here and there hit a point. It's like more like a from inside a movement that, oh yeah, I have totally overlooked that. That's what I'm doing. Good. So slowly now some light can come in. So not to make this a new concept on how to move on the spiritual path. It's just a pointer, a helper, something that can support. And if you don't feel it's for you, no problem. So choose something you're connected to, something you feel love for. Support you on the path. A technique, a teaching, a teacher. Don't listen to me. That's exactly what I say. Just don't give your authority away. Feel for yourself if it's for you. And then you take it or you leave it. It may be helpful, it may be not. Does it make sense? Just not to give this voice to somebody else and to keep it as your authority, I feel is very important. So you can be independent and grow up, standing on your own insights and knowledge and on what's important for you, and have your life unfolding, flowing in the way it's right and true for you. And this staying steady is what we know is true for us. I just feel like that the story of Jesus was a very, very beautiful, maybe beautiful is not, for me it's the right word, but maybe not for anybody. But just to see that he was willing to be killed for what was true for him. And there are a number of people in history but it doesn't mean you have to die for your truth. somebody told me, Chaya said, thank you for not dying in the last closing circle. So I'm saying, please don't die in this retreat. Yeah, also Amma from Kerala. Her brother wanted to kill her and she said just, yes. He said, if you don't stop your practice, if you don't stop your singing, if you don't stop your spiritual activities, I'm gonna kill you. She said, okay. And it didn't happen. So this is bringing us to be whole. To be authentic, to be ourselves. And it's not about this is right and this is wrong. It's just another idea, right and wrong. This is in any moment totally fresh arising. And it may change also. And it is changing. And to flow with that changing. So I have only 10 minutes more and 5 pages. Oh my god. So how to make it short? So somehow all this goes together. Yeah, there is an openness required. So not an openness to just take everything in that is told, also not just take in what I am saying here, but just to look, am I clear and where am I not clear, for example. This openness to look. Or is there maybe a misunderstanding in something I'm going for? And to be open to what comes from within, to be open to discover that voice. It's very, very silent in the back and then starts to grow until it's really like not possible to be overlooked anymore. It's just very clear. But in the beginning it may be very silent, very quiet. You may not even know where it is and how to look at and have the feeling I've never heard this voice. So to be open to discover that. And on the same time, not to lose this inner authority. But to be open for the changes. And please don't become a spiritual person. It's just another concept. Become real. It's an invitation to be real. So a spiritual person would be somebody who's just taking on new concepts. But this is about being true to yourself and to others. To yourself and to others. It's about being human, not about being a spiritual person. And that's then really spiritual. Bit funny, yeah? So it looks like opposite, but it goes totally together. could be maybe just to look, am I open? Am I open? Or do I just try to go for another ideal? Becoming like Amma, becoming like Christ, becoming like Barack Obama. I don't know. I don't know. No, it's about being you. And going for what is important for you. So somehow I go a little bit through my notes, seeing what is important. So another word that I just want to throw in is sincerity. And where am I not sincere? And why? And how does that feel? So it starts to mirror black spots. Or this idea, in this situation, I can't be real because. I can't be sincere because. And is that really true? We all know that situations are here, I can trick a bit and I cannot be true to myself and to others because. And it's not about lying or not lying, it's about being true. So just by being with this inquiry, this ability to distinguish between the real and the unreal gets born. In Sanskrit it's called Hansa. So we can slowly see what is created by our mind, creating Maya, and what is really true. And in that way we can flow more and more towards truthfulness. So I think I've kind of pointed enough to all kind of things. And I hope you just caught kind of get like a little bit of a feeling of what I'm talking about, because it's more in the feeling realm. It's not really possible to put a finger on it's like this or like that. And it's also totally normal to get lost again and again, and then just to remind ourselves. And then a few things of what I was talking about could be helpful. To be open, to be sincere, to be honest with ourselves, to listen to our authority inside, and to support ourselves in our life so that we can bring into life what is real for us. And that these two things are not two separate things anymore, so that they can come together. So then there is not the absolute and the what is true and the duality of life, the relative, as two separate things. They come together. And there is just a flowing of life. So I don't have time to explain this more, because I just realized I basically I went over time anyway already. So these things I pointed out, they are meant to be helpers, to bring together on what we know inside of us is true, and the way how we live as one, so that there is no separation anymore. Because as you may have noticed, that there are blocks. There are moments where we very clearly can feel there is suffering and life doesn't flow. And where we don't live what is true for us. So spiritual life is about bringing this two together so that there is no gap anymore in between. And that's the invitation. To live whole. To live complete. To live fully. To live undivided. So may we all come to live our life fully, happy and undivided. Maybe we are quiet for just 2-3 minutes.